Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Hard to believe that only a bit over 42 hours ago, Egg Boy wasn't a thing. No one knew who Egg Boy was. Egg Boy just wasn't a thing, but it's become absolutely like huge and a much debated kind of topic over the last couple
of
days.
Well, you say Egg Boy, everyone knows what you're talking about now.
So, look, if you don't, Egg Boy's the guy who egged controversial Queensland senator and just all-round cretin Fraser Anning after his awful comments about the Christchurch terrorist attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of strange because what Egg Boy did was...
what everyone wanted to do.
Yeah. Technically, it was assault. Like, he got away with it. He assaulted Fraser Anning, but it was one of the rare times where we're, like, most of Australians were like... good on you, kid. This is him on social media after the egging.
Don't egg politicians. You get tackled by 30 bogans at the same time. I learnt the hard way.
It's true. That happened.
Oh, mate. That was so rough too. Like, seriously.
Why did I mean to chokehold?
Five grown blokes in thongs and t-shirts on one 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, and one laid the boot in.
So
like,
unnecessary.
So over the top. But yeah, I'm so torn about this because, yeah, you know, egging someone, it's not the right thing to do. You shouldn't go around, you know, egging people. You hit him pretty damn hard with that egg as well. But on the other hand, I'm like, man, thank you on behalf of Australia for doing what we all wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if this guy's hero or zero.
What annoys me about it is that it's made international headlines. So Jimmy Kimmel's talked about it. John Oliver's talked about it, talking about Egg Boy. And I don't like that it's made international headlines because now what has also made international headlines is the fact that we have this horrific politician who's making a bad name for Australia. Because majority of Australians do not hold his views.
Yeah.
But the fact that international TV shows have gotten their hands on what he has said, I'm like, ah, crap.
Yeah.
Now it's making Australia look bad.
You don't want that scumbag to get any more publicity than he's already got. But 13, 12, 16, I thought we'd put it out there this morning because I just don't know how to stomach this kid. He's only 17 years old. His name's William Connolly. Is he a hero? Because
bloody brave. That's what he is.
Bloody brave for a 17-year-old. There's calls for him when he turns 18 to register for politics.
Oh, because he can squash an egg on someone's head. That doesn't make you good enough for politics.
Someone as well, too, has painted a mural of him egging Fraser Anning in Melbourne. He's already got his own mural.
That was pretty funny.
But 13, 12, 16, putting it out there, Townsville, what are your thoughts on Egg Boy? Zero or hero? Is he a hero or is he just zero? Is it shocking what he did? Or are you sort of applauding him for having the guts to step up and kind of, you know, egg Fraser Anning, which I think is what the majority of Australians wanted to do.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have minded squashing an egg on that bald head.
I'd want something heavier than an egg. Tim on 13, 12, 16. Tim's here. Man, your thoughts on Egg Boy, hero status or zero status in your books?
Guys, I'm calling it a double zero because personally, well, it's a conundrum. Like, yeah, can we play that twice? Is that possible?
Because double zero.
Fraser Anning, well, I'm not a fan of Fraser Anning, and I don't like what he said, and I don't like what he stood for. But at the end of the day, hitting someone with an egg is not the way to solve a problem. So I don't like what Egg Boy did. I think they're both idiots, honestly.
So they're, okay. So two wrongs don't make a right is what you're trying to say here.
Thanks so much, Tim. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Cliffo, you should check out Mashed and Kutcher's Facebook page. They remixed Egg Boy.
So many people remixing Egg Boy.
Yeah.
Someone did it to the Land Down Under as well.
He's like a meme sensation right now.
they've done one from Queen, We Will Rock You, and it's pretty damn awesome, and everyone should clap along to Egg Boy.
So by the sounds of it, you're not minding what he did so much. You're just enjoying the fallout.
I'm enjoying the fallout and Fraser adding the goose, so...
Yeah.
He's a goose. He needs more eggs. 13, 12, 16, we'll take one more. Hey, who's this?
It's Jade.
Hey, Jade, what do you reckon? Is Egg Boy a hero or a zero?
I'm kind of in the middle. Like, all of us really wanted to do it. High five, because he did, but he did it from the back. He pot-shotted it from behind, and that's gutless. Do it from the front.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like, it was a bit cowardly to go from the back, but then brave to do it at all. So it's like this weird, I don't know.
So, Egg Boy, next time you do it.
Right from the front.
Just do
right
it from
on
the front
forehead.
And we're down with it, brother.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Right now, though, we have the beautiful Jade Holland joining us in the studio. Welcome, Jade.
Hi, Jade.
Thank you. How are you going?
Jade is here with the biggest, blackest coffee I have ever seen in my life.
There's three shots in that.
Oh, wow.
Are you a morning person? Because obviously, being country music superstar or whatever, you're playing gigs into the nights, right?
Yeah, we do. So, like, I'm a night owl, it's not unusual for me to be up at 3 a.m., but I will, go to bed and then I wake up at like 11 a.m. or something like that. Wow. So it's all right. These are the things I do for you.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate it.
We're similar. We're up at 3 a.m. as well, but that's to come to work.
Yeah, we're not going to bed at 3 a.m. We're waking up. But you have released a brand new single. It was, presented at the Cowboys. Was that the debut
at
the Cowboys on the weekend?
Yeah.
And it's stunning, but it's all for the flood appeal. So tell us more about that one.
Yeah, so look, it came about and it's really personal to me because obviously Townsville's my hometown. Even though I don't live here anymore, I come back every month, for at least a week out of every single month just to be here. It's kind of my little retreat now. So what happened was obviously the floods occurred, and when about 3 or 4 days after the floodwaters started to recede in Idalia, I flew up to Townsville. I had a meeting, but I flew in because I wanted to see a couple of friends of mine that had actually lost everything. And I went out to Idalia in my friend's car, and I went to visit my friend Michelle, and I sat at the front of her house and I couldn't go into the house. I was too chicken. I just couldn't go in, All I could see on her front lawn was her fridges and microwaves, and everything was completely destroyed, and her entire life was sitting on that front lawn, and on the fridge was like a photo, the family photo, and I was sitting there going, this is horrible, how is anyone supposed to cope or deal with this, And I don't do a lot of upsetting social media, but I put up a little Instagram video and I was crying in it, because I was just I was horrified for what I saw, and I couldn't imagine living in that. And so I put up this thing and I said, it's so horrific to see everyone's lives on the lawn here. And I got about 60 messages straight after it from people going, you need to write that song. That is the song. That is the Townsville Flood Relief song. And I went, really? Do you think? And when I thought about it, I went, that's actually pretty amazing.
To me, it paints such a word picture because we all saw so much of that. We saw so many of those flood-affected streets just with, like you say, people's whole lives out there on their front lawn and stuff. And when I found out the name of your single, it just made so much sense.
Yeah. So that's how it came about, And realistically, it was actually, as a songwriter, the easiest song I've ever written physically, but the hardest emotional song that I've ever written. So, I sat there with Tammy Moxon and Dean Gilboy that exact night, and we just sat down pretty much with a box of tissues, a bottle of wine, and a bowl of spaghetti each. And that was us writing the flood relief song, crying. And they'd both been evacuated, so, they knew firsthand what it was, the scary feeling about it and having to leave everything you know and love and your world behind, and then, not knowing if you were going to come back to it or not. So they had that first-hand experience, and that was it.
Should we listen to it?
I think we should, and then we'll talk more about how you can actually purchase a song and where the money goes after.
And coming up next, I got, and you're not across this, Jade, I got a bit of a Jade Holland blast from the past. That's coming up after Jade's new single for the flood-affected residents of North Queensland. This is beautiful. It's called Lives on the Lawn at Hits. Good morning. There she is, the beautiful Jade Holland, her single for the flood victims of North Queensland. It's called Lives on the Lawn. We are lucky enough to have her in the studio. Thanks for hanging around, Jade.
Anytime.
Is it weird to sit there and listen to your song on the radio, or is it just normal these days?
I'll be honest, this is my first time ever having a song on mainstream radio. This is my first ever, I had a moment yesterday afternoon. I went, oh my gosh, this is happening.
That's so cool.
And it's for such a great cause, so I'm so excited.
So where can people actually get this song and donate, I guess, by buying it?
So I donated this song. So pretty much every single cent that's raised from this will go directly to the Give It campaign. So this will, you can purchase it through iTunes. That's honestly, that is the most amount of money that you can donate in purchasing this song.
Because, by buying it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you stream it on Spotify, you know, a couple of cents goes towards it, but at least on iTunes, that whole amount that you purchase it for will go directly onto the Give It campaign.
Fantastic.
Easy
All right.
Done.
Log on to iTunes, buy it. It's Jade Holland, Lives on the Lawn.
How
so
cool is
super
that
easy
too?
To find.
Because you're donating, but you're getting something in return as
yeah.
well. So it's
brilliant. I've got to pick you up on something there, though, Jade. You said the first time you've been played on mainstream radio. Not 100% correct. Because I do have a little blast from the past here. This is from a couple of years ago when R&B Fridays was really new.
Yes.
And you came in, and I don't know if you remember this, but you performed for us F.U. by CeeLo Green, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, like, enjoy this, North Queensland. Bit of a Jade Holland blast from the past.
Girl, I'm loving, I'm like, forget you. Woo-hoo. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too.
And I don't know why, but at the time she kept looking at me singing it. Straight down the barrel.
I love that country twang in an R&B song.
Yes. That's so good. You are an absolute legend.
We did Pony too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did Genuine.
Yeah.
I think we did a few, hey. It was interesting hearing Jay do the rapping bits as well too. I enjoyed
nice.
That. look, that single, that charity single for the flood victims, it's called Lives on the Lawn. Like Jade said, grab it now on iTunes. Let's hope it sells like hundreds of thousands of copies, mate.
That would be great.
Because it's a great song.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for a great cause. Jade Holland, thanks so much.
Thank you guys. Cheers.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
It's Cliffo and Gabby, your hack friendly breakfast show.
We love bringing you hacks to make your life easier.
Yeah. We love an iPhone hack.
Yep.
We love a Kmart hack.
Yep.
I've got a fire alarm, like a smoke alarm hack this morning.
Well, that's a random one. I didn't expect.
It's so rando, and I apologize for the randomness, but it might just save you a night's sleep.
Oh.
And I wish I had have known this hack last night.
Because
I had a very, very interrupted sleep. Smoke alarm kept going off. Long story short, I hit record. This is after about 10 minutes of it sporadically going off, then stopping.
Okay.
And on it. On it. This is going for 10 minutes, okay? Have a listen.
Oh, horrible. No.
That's what you want at midnight.
What is going on?
Okay, so this happened for 10 minutes. And I,
but like, it's not going off fully.
No, it'll go like off for a bit, then stop. Then off for a bit, then stop.
That's
and
so
I,
weird.
I got the towel and I did the towel thing underneath.
But there was
it.
No smoke.
No, there's no smoke. There was absolutely nothing. There was
there's no smoke.
Reason.
The towel's not going to work.
No, but it did stop it. Like the air or whatever. Like when I fanned it, it would stop. But then like seconds later, it would start up again. And I've battled with it and battled with it. And then I had a long break there for a while. So I went back to bed and it started up again.
Oh,
it was an absolute nightmare. And I'm half asleep and all that. Long story short, it ended with like me on a milk crate, all the lights on, and that actually Googling my smoke alarm won't stop
Isn't that
going off.
Funny, because that's What's always our go-to.
Nothing worked. Like I pulled the battery out, put the battery back in, you know, the towel, all that sort of stuff. Long story short, I found out that you're supposed to clean your smoke alarm, the little bit where the, like the little grady bit is where the smoke goes through and it actually like detects the smoke or whatever, it gets dust in it. So what you need to do is you either need to get like a blower or something to blow the dust out of there or do what I did and get the vacuum cleaner. I put, like, got the stick dice and then I put the little fluffy thing on the end of it and sucked the dust out. But essentially the dust can get on the sensor and it can make it go off. And sure enough,
I did not know that.
After about 10 minutes of mucking around and stuff, it's the Dyson that fixed it. But then after I fixed it, I had a moment of craziness where I was walking the Dyson back to the garage and I noticed a bit of dust on the skirting
boards. Oh,
no. So I started going, well, I've got the attachment on.
So you were up at midnight just cleaning the house.
I did one skirting board and I thought, oh, well, I've done one. Better do the other side of the hallway.
Who are you?
Mate, that's what my neighbours want to know, I'm sure.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Excuse me if I sound pretty devastated right now because I watched Dancing with the Stars last night and one of my favourites was eliminated, Olympia Valance. She joins us right now. How are you feeling?
Good morning, guys. Honestly, I'm actually feeling okay now. Last night was a bit of a shock, to be honest, but I'm feeling good today.
You should be shocked too, because like I tipped you, and this is not blowing smoke or whatever, I tipped you at least top three.
Yes.
Like, you were one of the best dancers in the competition, yet you got booted last night. And I think social media, like, I don't know if you're much of a social media person.
Very much so.
You are, okay. So have you read the comments and stuff? Because, like, 100% of what I'm reading is just people in shock that you were eliminated last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to go and read it. I've got to go and read
but
it.
But
she's like, it's positive social media. Yeah. I'll go and read it.
It's those people that probably should have voted, though, hey?
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm going to go and reply back to all of them and say, where is the vote?
Where?
Because you were getting top scores from all the judges for all of your dances. You and Courtney had a bit of a fight to the death for the top of the chart every week.
And it was fun.
It was fun to watch. And I'm so upset that I'm not going to see you dance again.
Oh, I know. You know what? I'm just upset. I'm like, what am I going to do with my days?
Yeah.
What is my purpose now?
Yeah, they're pretty hectic on some of those training schedules. Have you struck up friendships with some of the other celebs?
Yeah, we've become, like, honestly, like a little family. It was past people that I probably wouldn't have normally met before. And we've grown so close over the last few weeks. I honestly didn't think that I would make friends for life, but I have.
And how about your dance partner? Because you guys had a bit of a loving relationship going on by the end.
He's sitting right in front of me,
so you can't say anything. Damn it!
I can say whatever I want in front of him. Listen, he has been my rock, literally my rock over the past few weeks, and very emotional. And I'm just like, I'm devastated. That's what I'm mostly devastated about.
I'm kind of devastated because, as you said last night, you were pretty sad you were being eliminated in that outfit. Tell me more about that hair because, oh, my goodness, I've never seen more of a perm rock mullet than what I saw last night.
Mullet.
How did you feel about it? Because I don't think it was your best look.
Obviously. Obviously, I had a G-banger over some, like, awful pattern tights. And my dad was watching this show.
Oh, wow.
They had to chuck another wig on me because I had a wig cap on and they didn't have time to do my hair again.
Oh, so the curly hair wasn't your hair?
No.
Okay. Oh, you know, I feel so much better about that. I'm glad.
No.
I thought it was so curly that it went Gabby's up into like, this like crazy bob.
What a relief.
It was a lot.
We thought you got a permanent, like a perm for one night only. Hey, quickly, before we let you go, we loved you on Dancing with the Stars, but last year we adored you and all the guys on Playing for Keeps. For me, it was the best Aussie drama of last year. I loved it. Is it coming back? And do you know when? Like, when we can see more?
So, hang on. Let me just bust this out. Is that when...
Olympia Valencia's opening her diary live on air for us.
I'm actually going into filming Playing for Keeps next month, but what I do want to say is that Playing for Keeps is up for a Logie,
which
if you don't go and vote, then we won't win.
And learn the lesson from this.
We're Dancing with the Stars, so we need all the votes we can get.
All right, you heard it. Vote for Playing
vote,
for Keeps.
Vote.
And keep supporting this one. We just love you. You're fantastic. Olympia Valence, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.